permit for 24 wells has been approved adjacent to a school. It's too close to the school, and the state rules require them to put them as far away as they can reasonably put them, and they haven't done that. The wells pose a safety hazard, both in terms of their emissions and their potential for exploding or a fire happening or spills happening. Spills happen every day at oil and gas operations in Colorado.
And has this happened before where the state has violated its own set of regulations, either allowing wells to be too close to a school or other residential areas?
Yes, routinely.
Why does this consistently happen? Do you think that the state is violating its own set of regulations that many groups are saying are lax enough?
Well, you've got the fox guarding the hen house. You have an Oil and Gas Conservation Commission charged with regulating the oil and gas industry, but it is itself staffed by oil and gas industry insiders.
I know that one of the groups involved in this is the NAACP, and if you look at this Department of Education's own review of the school, this particular school has a very, very large population of students of colour. And we've talked on KGNU before about how very often there's this issue of environmental racism, that very often there are students of colour or people of colour in neighbourhoods or in schools that are most directly impacted by industrial activity. Do you think that's what's happening here?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've seen it time and time again, where communities that, whether it's communities of color or communities that are economically disadvantaged, are taken advantage of, basically due to their lack or shortage of political power.